May 21st, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see the great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says the dignity of every present moment is the amount of holy love which is expended therein. That is how each soul will be judged. To hear this is a grace. To live according to these words is your salvation. Yet amazingly, there are those who will receive this message but pay it little heed. These are the ones who tear at my heart. They find every reason not to listen. They even allow the passage of time to convince them that there is no urgency to believe. These are stubborn hearts. Very often, whole nations remain stubborn. Sometimes I deliver the just from the consequences of my wrath. Today there is so much indifference to the truth. I lovingly deliver these messages to you, hoping you will take them to heart just as Noah did when he built his ark, and the people in Nineveh did, which prevented their demise. When a soul allows his own heart to be converted, he is changing the heart of the world. Each conversion consoles my anguished heart. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 6 through 10. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.